again for a very long time. David and myself have known Simon, and he's going to dazzle you today with some live market analysis using supply and demand. So Simon, at the top of the hour, you have the mic.
Okay, thank you very much. That's 10 seconds to go according to my clock. Okay, so make sure you're sitting comfortably and focused. Turn all distractions off and we're going to begin. Okay, so live market analysis using supply and demand. This is one of my favorite presentations to give because every time I give it, it's different. And there's people that come to this time and time again because the markets are different. So I'm gonna teach you something about supply and demand that will be very useful to you. I'm going to show you a few things about reading the market in a more professional way. And then we're going to dive into the live markets and have a look and see what's going on right now. So before we begin, there's a picture of me in New York giving this presentation in March at the beginning of this year. And as always, a quick disclaimer, just bear in mind all comments I make here are for educational purposes only. And you'll know there's a high degree of risk involved in all types of trading. And we're not responsible for your trading and investment results. So here's a little bit about me. You can read it. And just to let you know about TradeSmart. TradeSmart is a trading education business. And we focus on teaching you how to read the market professionally and how to run a successful trading business, which includes how to develop your own trading plan and strategies which fit your personality and lifestyle. So we're going to talk about why am I always wrong? And again, some of you, most of you will be able to relate to this. Then we're going to jump into professional chart reading. I'm going to step it up a few notches, things that you probably don't know, and you won't find this in any book. And then we're going to jump into supply and demand. What is it? And then we're going to look at it on the charts. And we're going to look at maybe primarily focus on the Forex markets and some future markets, some of the futures markets, looking at commodities and Bitcoin through the futures markets. And then if we have some time, maybe we'll look at some stocks. If you want, you can type them in the room. And then I'll make an offer to you of how you can take the next stage, the next step, and we'll open up for audience questions and answers. So first and foremost, why am I always wrong? Doesn't this feel like any beginning trade? Whenever you get into the market, you're on the wrong side. So this is what it looks like. The market looks like this, and you may have learned a little bit about a trend, and you see, rising stock over rising moving averages, and you identify an uptrend that way, and you say, hey, let's buy. So you take your first trade over here. The market starts moving in your direction, you're up a bit, and then all of a sudden it turns to the downside, starts going down, and you're like, I don't really have a stop in place. But when it gets to the stage where you can't stand the loss anymore, you pull the trigger, and you take your first loss. Now you're fueled by emotion. You don't have a plan. You just learnt a few little things, and you think you can come to the market and make money immediately and give up your day job. And what happens is you double up and you take a short because the market's going down. So you take a short position over here with double the size, and the market goes in your favor. And you think, wow, I'm going to make it all back. And all of a sudden, the market turns around and goes higher. You take your second loss, and now you're down a few $1,000 for the day. And it's not feeling good. So you think, okay, I'm going to take another trade, and you take a buy over here. Market moves slightly in your favor and then turns to the downside, and you take your third losing trade. You're down probably about $6,000 now, and you're feeling pretty bad. You're completely overwhelmed with emotions, and you want to make that money back. So you take a step back and you think, okay, I'm buying up here, and clearly that's not the right thing to be doing. It seems to be going down when I buy up here, and I seem to be selling down here, and that doesn't seem to be working either. So what I'm going to do instead, I'm going to sell up here. So you take your fourth trade, and lo and behold, that actually continues moving to the upside, and you take your fourth losing trade, and you're down around $10,000 for the day, and you've got no idea what you're going to do about it, and that's your first day of trading. And you thought it would be easy, but whatever side of the market you seem to be on was the wrong side. And that reminds me of a story when I first started on the trading floor, and I used to call out trades, and I was on a very professional, well, there were two people on the trading floor that were up every single day within the first half an hour, somewhere between $2,000 and $10,000. And I used to call out trades, and they didn't even look at the charts or anything that I was trading. They just took the other side of the trade. If I say I'm buying Nvidia, they're just selling, And invariably they made money and I lost. That was their counter indicator. So this is exactly what this is. I was on the wrong side of the market because I wasn't aware of everything I needed to be aware of. So the question is, can you relate to that? And if you can, type in the chat area right now, if you can relate to that, if that was you at some point in your development as a trader, or if you're new to trading and this is how you feel right now, or you've been trading a number of years and hey, this is what it feels like. So ultimately, you want to get to the stage where you're not trading or not making trading decisions fueled by emotions, which generally get you to do the wrong thing. And you really need to have a trading plan as well. That's a given. Before you trade, you need to have a trading plan. So what you're not aware of maybe is how supply and demand work. You have to understand there's areas in the market, and it's not join the peaks and join the troughs. These are zones. These are areas in the market where institutions primarily are buying and selling big money. And you have to identify where they are in the market. And that's usually where the market turns. And once the institutional order flow is gone, there's no more orders sitting over here. The market continues going with the momentum, the direction it's going straight through it. There's no more orders. So we continue going. So we're going to discuss professional chart reading. And I believe, well, let's jump down here first, that the charts will teach you all you need to know once you have a framework for reading them. It's very difficult to rely on someone else's analysis or some black box system that you don't understand how it works for your own trading, because how can you trade it with conviction if you don't understand how it works? And if it works today and it works for the next few months, say, it might need tweaking going forward. I used to work with a bunch of quantitative analysts on the trading floor at Credit Suisse, and this was like before the year 2000. This was in like 1998, and they were constantly tweaking, and they were really smart people with PhDs in maths and physics that were programming trading systems that used to help the traders. So, you know, it's those systems were constantly adjusted on a day-to-day basis. It wasn't like, here's a system, you're going to use it now and it's going to work forever. It constantly needs to be adjusted. So if you're trading based on a system like that, and for example, the company that's providing that system stops doing business and they don't provide it anymore, what are you going to do? So you really need to take matters into your own hand and learn how to read the market. And it's not as complicated as you think. Once you have a framework, the markets will teach you everything you need to know. So what is that framework? So I believe that you need to understand how to read the markets using pivot analysis. I don't mean trader pivots, floor pivot, trader floor, you know, those types of pivots. I mean the pivots in the candlesticks. I'm going to show you what I mean shortly. I mean, for example, this is a pivot low. This is a pivot high. This is the types of pivots that I'm looking at. And when you understand how to read those, you can understand how to analyze a trend. You understand when the trend begins and ends, and more about that later. Now, if you understand how to read the trend, then you need to understand where the trend is likely to begin and end, where those turning points are in the market ahead of time, where those institutional buy and sell orders are sitting in the market. That's supply and demand. And again, you need to know all the different types of supply and demand that are in the market and how to analyze that. Once you know that, the third thing that you need to understand is price direction. For example, you may be in an uptrend, but currently the market's moving to the downside. So that may not be, unless you're a market maker buying on the pullbacks, building positions. If you want to time your entries, you want to get into the market when the market changes direction from down to up. And again, this you won't find in any book anywhere. Okay, this is how a number of professional traders or institutional traders trade. And finally, you need to understand how to put that all together on multiple timeframes. Being in a 5-minute uptrend may be great, but when it comes into an area where the hourly downtrend may continue, you've got to understand that. You've got to understand where you are in the supply demand curve and where you are in the trend on multiple timeframes, and then put it all together so you can understand what the odds are. So again, once you have that framework, the market's going to teach you everything you need to know. You don't need it, and that's called experience. So start with a framework. Once you've got this framework, you won't need to learn anything else. You don't need any indicators. You can use them if you want, but this will give you a framework in which you can discover yourself as a trader. And again, it's not a one size fits all. It's a one framework fits all. And within that framework, you need to find yourself as a trader. And that's what I'm going to share with you, a few successful traders towards the end, and how everyone's trading. We have a trading room that we run every day, and everyone's trading differently. I could be on the long side of the market trading on, you know, more of a swing trade, and we can have someone in the trading room trading on the short side of the market, and we're both profitable because the short trade may be, you know, happening over the next hour, and my long trade may be going over the next few days. So I sit through the pullbacks, or I can actually play on the short side as well and hedge my position. And we can both be right, but we're doing it for different reasons and looking at different time frames. So let me ask you guys a question. Back to basics. Everyone learns these two common candlesticks over here. Everyone Everyone knows this is a hammer and this is a shooting star. And let me ask you a question. Is this candlestick bullish or bearish? You know, type it in the chat area for those of you who are following along. And likewise, this pattern, the shooting star, generally, is this candlestick bullish or bearish? Now, most people, and I'm going to share with this with you, let's look at an example over here. You have, this is the hourly chart of the Swiss franc, the dollar Swiss, the spot market. Now, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 green bars to the upside, and you see a bar like this with the tail. Shooting star. Is this bar bullish or bearish? What should you be doing over here? Let's have a look. The market continues to move higher. What's going on? Now, most people see this bar and they think, sell. I asked this to a room of traders at the New York Traders Expo, and almost everyone in the room put their hand up saying, bearish, sell. But look what happened. Actually, this happened during our trading room in 2018, last year. And we actually went on the long side over here. We bought it up to here and beyond. Now, let's have a look and see what happens next. The market pushed up here and then started going sideways, which is pretty bullish, and then continued moving to the upside. So the question is this. When you see a bar like this, after a move up in price, most people think sell. But what does the market teach you about that? If you see this happening and you analyze 100 scenarios and you see this same thing, and 80% of the time, or 80 times out of 100, the market goes higher, then what are you going to do when you see this bar happening in this scenario? You're going to analyze a scenario once you have a framework in which to understand the market. And you're going to come to your own conclusions of why the market went up and not down based on the three things that I mentioned earlier, based on pivot analysis, supply demand, and price direction. So let's look at those three things. So number one, price direction is up. Number two, we're moving in an upward fashion based on the pivots. We've got a higher low, higher high. Even though we go sideways here, we continue. So at this point, you're thinking on buy from a trend perspective, from a price direction perspective, and from a supply and demand perspective also. We just cleared out above the supply zone and we don't have any supply until the next area over here. And you see what happened when we got to this supply, we came back down and moved higher. Remember, in an upward moving market, when you hit supply, you go down, but you carry on going higher afterwards. So if you're on the short side in an upward moving market, you can be, but remember what your expectations on the trade are. They're going to be short-lived. You want to go with the current, with the predominant current. Remember, if you just jump into the market on the long side anywhere here and you just left it, you'd probably make money so long as you didn't get in up here and it started going down. Even if you got in here and you did, and say you put your stop down here, you'd make money eventually because it went up, even though you'd have to sit through a down. Market timing, you have to learn if you don't want to be too much in the red on a position when you get in. And if you're a market maker, if you get in here, you can build your position on the move down for the next move. Depends how you trade and your style of trading. Again, if you market make it style of trading and you're building positions on the pullback, and again, if you want to build sizable positions, for example, in the stock market on certain stocks, there's no way you can get in a big position in one buy, one click. So you have to buy on the pullbacks. You have to build because there's a different way of getting in. In the Forex market, you can get in with one click, a million, 10 lots, no problem whatsoever. It won't make a difference to the market unless you trade for most of the major pairs. Okay, so this is an example of understanding, the basics, for example, that most people are taught this is a bearish bar, but what actually happens in reality, and then using your framework of understanding the market to understand exactly why this happened. And then when it happens again, knowing what you should be doing because the market's teaching you everything you need to know. And this is not based on any indicator. This is based on pure price action. So supply and demand. What is supply and demand? And again, it's very, very simple. Prices move higher when there's more demand than supply. And that happens in any market. If there's more willing buyers at any particular price than willing sellers, just imagine you're in a suit shop and there was a special offer. The first 100 suits, you'll get them for half price, say $250. And if you're number 101, well, you're going to have to pay $500 now. So you run to the shop because you want to get a nice suit. And your wife, say, turns around to you and she says, you've got to get a suit. I don't care. You've got to go to this shop and buy a suit. So you queue up and it comes to paying for your suit. And the person in front of you was number 100. So you're 101. They just got the suit for $250. What do you have to pay for the suit? There's still demand. Your wife says you have to buy the suit. So you've got to buy the suit, but there's no more supply at the 250 level. So the price goes up to the next level where there is supply at $500. That's how every market works. And in the reverse as well, that's supply demand, but also on the demand side, if there's no demand at a certain price, prices will drop until there is demand, until there's a willing buyer at a certain price level. So prices always move higher when there's more demand than supply. Prices will always move lower when there's more supply than demand. And if there's an equilibrium between supply and demand, prices will move sideways. So let me ask you guys a question. What moves markets? Is it the news that moves markets? I'll give you an example. Say there's a pharmaceutical company that have just produced, and let's call this pharmaceutical company ABC, ABCD, whatever. And it It's Sunday afternoon and great news comes out. They've produced a drug that cures cancer. It costs $100. And what do you think is going to happen to the stock of ABCD? Well, guess what? The market's closed at the moment. It's traded on the NASDAQ, for example, and maybe also on the New York Stock Exchange. But the market's closed. So guess what? Nothing happens. What's likely to happen Monday morning when the market opens is that the stock's likely to gap up. Someone has to take the other side of the trade. If there's everyone in the world wants to buy, there has to be someone on the sell side. Someone has to sell. So the market will gap up to an area where there's enough supply to fill the demand. And then what it may do the rest of the day is actually sell off. And I'll show you an example of that shortly on Bitcoin. Bitcoin futures actually started high and then it sold off for quite a long time. So what moves markets? It's not the news. It's people. It's basically supply and demand. It's a supply and demand equation. What causes the imbalances between supply and demand? Well, it doesn't really matter. If you're looking at the chart, you want to know what's happening. If you're into fundamental analysis, then you want to understand a little bit more why. But sometimes the why and the what don't match up. I remember, I followed fundamentals for many years when I first started trading in New York Stock Exchange. I was a member of the Philadelphia Stock Exchange as well. And I used to come into the office. We used to start trading at 9:30 in the morning, obviously sometimes pre-market, but we used to be in the office at 6 o'clock in the morning, already analyzing everything. We used to get the news reports, you know, whatever was coming out. We used to pay for a service ahead of time. We used to analyze balance sheets and various other things and earnings, and a lot of hours before the market actually opened to see what we're going to trade and trying to come up with a plan based on the fundamentals. And sometimes, you know, the fundamentals said, you know, the market should go up, but yet it went down the whole day. And sometimes it said it should go up and it went up, and it was very difficult to decide. So what I decided to do years later, after putting many hours into this on a daily basis, was to just ditch the fundamental and just focus on what's happening and not really looking too much or caring too much about the why. And why is a very dangerous question to ask yourself when you're in a trade and it's going against you and you think it should be going higher, but it keeps going down. I'm giving you a very crude example. And I was trading on a trading floor with a guy who was trading a stock, and his way of trading was every time it went down, stocks are meant to bounce back, aren't they? Generally go up. If they go down, they'll go up eventually. So he kept buying as the stock was going down. And that worked for him for most of his trading career until this time. And if I tell you what the name of the stock was, you'll understand. It was Lehman Brothers. He lost over $1 million trading that position, and that knocked him out of the market. So you've got to understand, you know, again, risk, and understand that anything can happen in the market. So markets move by supply and demand. And if you can understand where that is in the market, you've got a greater understanding or greater chance of understanding where the market's likely to turn and where you should be entering and exiting positions. And guess what? What's the great thing about this? When I first started trading, I learned the specialist methodology of trading, as in we would analyze what the specialist was doing on the New York Stock Exchange by watching the prints, literally reading the tape and the time and sales and the level two and the open book, which was the specialist level two of all the order flow of the buy side and sell side, the bids and offers, and understand by watching the prints go off and how the level two and the open book was moving, what the specialist was doing, and we'd do the same. When the specialist was buying, we'd buy. When the specialist was selling, we would sell. But what happened when the market went hybrid, part human, part computer, our methodology of trading no longer worked. So it was back to the drawing board. So the wonderful thing about supply and demand is that this will never change. If you learn this, you will never have to learn anything else. You can, but this will never change. You won't have to learn anything else because this no longer works. This will always work. Supply and demand has been around since the beginning of time and it will never change. So this methodology is a sound methodology for understanding the way markets move. So your job as a trader is to identify where supply and demand is on the chart, and that's where prices will generally move from and to. So let's have a look at understanding supply and demand here. So you've got a chart looking like this. So what you really need to identify, and we're going to dive into the live charts shortly, you want to see that the market's going down and all of a sudden it moves to the upside. So we identify an area over here of demand. I'm going to keep this very superficial because there's much more involved than just this. But to keep it basic for now, it would take me around 8 to 10 hours of going through everything in depth so you understand. But you'll get the main understanding when we, you know, look at the charts. So prices moved to the downside, but they started turning to the upside. So we must say there's more demand than supply down here, otherwise prices wouldn't turn to the upside. And on the way down, there must be more supply than demand until there's an equilibrium here, and then it starts to move to the upside. So we need to identify areas where prices moved up from, down, and then up. And likewise over here, we can see prices moving up and down. And remember, this identifies a supply zone. So shall we look at the charts now and I identify high probability turning points. Shall I show you how to do it? And there's a caveat here. It is recommended that you take our trading program, but again, it depends how you learn. I'm going to share that with you towards the end of this presentation, how you can do it, you know, how you can come and join our trading room for a month at no cost as well. And then you can watch us do this on a day-to-day basis. So let's reveal. So again, just type in the chat area if you're ready, and we're going to jump into the live markets. So I'm going to pull up my charts now, and we'll start with the dollar. Now, if we focus in on the monthly chart, I'm just going to make this big for a second. We can identify there's a demand area here. Notice the market moved down and moved up. And if you understand trend, you can see we're in an uptrend here. And we just had a strong move down, just like this one, in an uptrend to demand. Strong move down and uptrend to demand. And if we look to the left over here, we can see we have supply. Now, again, there's a number of ways of drawing the supply area zone. I drew it from the top of the candlestick to the bottom of the body, which is how I do 80% of the time. But what you can do, if I remove this for a second, you can do the whole candlestick over here, and you can see that we already moved into this area once, gone up down. Remember, this candlestick was originally red. It opened here, went all the way down, and then closed strong. Likewise, this one here went down, was red, closed up, and this one came all the way down. So let's put that back. So you can see we've touched the area of supply, which is, if you look over here, 1, 2, 3, actually from here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months down before we had a little bounce and then continued to the downside. Now, if you look over here, we have another area of demand where we turn to the upside. This is a supply become demand area when we close above this zone over here. So this is a dollar on the monthly chart. And again, if you're trading anything, it's important to understand what the dollar is doing. At the moment, we're moving to the upside. We're coming into an area of supply here. Why is this supply? And why could you have taken a trade off here the first time back? Because this is a pivot over here, and we've had a number of bars. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4 months of down. So when we come up to this level, you see the market turns to the downside again, but stops here. Why did it stop here? Because we have the makings of the beginning of an uptrend, as in we're making higher highs and higher lows. Even though we go sideways here, which is what we talked about in our trading room, we're now moved back up, price direction's up, and we're moving back up into the supply area, and it's weakening. So it could break. So this is the dollar, and you can see today how those zones, and we're going to have a look at it on the hourly chart, how again, you can see the same thing we looked at on the monthly chart playing out on the hourly chart. This is supply. We close above the supply zone becomes demand, and you see today we were here from the London Open, and we had a move up to supply here, albeit not a strong supply area as we said before. You can see it's been here quite a lot. Price has been in this zone quite a lot, meaning most likely the orders are filled here. There's not many unfilled orders, which is what supply is on the sell side. And we're moving back up again. But notice today we move down and up. So the play today was to play this on the long side to here, go on the short side back down and go long again and play it back up again. Understanding that we're in this kind of area of the market, we're high up on the supply demand curve on this time frame. So we're going to get up and down, and we can play the smaller time frame supply and demand zones if we know how to do that. So when we come down on the smaller time frame, and this looks like I should be selling here because it's going down, this is exactly where you should buy it. I'm playing it up again. And likewise down here, looks like you should be selling. That's where you should be buying. So these were the trades today to play on the long side, short side, long side. Let's move over. We can see exactly the same thing happening in the euro dollar. Again, this is an area of demand, albeit nothing significant about this area. And again, it's beyond the scope of this presentation to go into the reason why. But this is not a significant pivot. It's more likely to break below it than it is to bounce from this level. And you can see this is an area of demand that broke down here and become supply. So this is an area of interest where we want to potentially be on the short side if we can't get above it. Let's go to the pound. Pound similar. And we can start on the monthly chart here. We came down to demand. We talked about this in our trading room as a great trading idea to buy in this area and take this to the upside. Now we're very close to supply levels on the monthly chart, which may or may not break. Now, if we look at the weekly chart, we see we go 1 week down, 1 week up, 1 week down, 1 week up, 1 week down, and maybe 1 week up again. So how do we play that? Well, today there was a little scalpy type trade here on the short side, but once we turned around here again, you want to play this on the long side up here. And remember, this is also getting into supply. I've just drawn it here. I could draw it slightly lower as well. It's close enough. And there's a trade from here down here again, and potentially another one that may take us higher. Now, the way that we trade is that we understand how to, we have that framework for reading the market. From there, everyone goes away and observes the market. And for those in the live trading room can come and see us doing it. And then can they develop what their own kind of feel for the market and what they see happening time and time again, and then develop a strategy around it. Some people like trading on the 5-minute chart. Some people, I used to trade very much on the 1-minute chart, and now I've navigated more to the hourly chart for entries and basically trading the daily chart with 1-hour entries and more swing trading. But you can trade on whatever time frame suits you. Do you want to be watching the trade in and out, trading momentum on the, for example, cash open of the futures and be done within 20 minutes, half an hour every day? That may be you if you like, you know, fast, furious action. Or if you want to be get into a trade, and I'll show you an example on gold. These are trades that we called on gold. And again, you can go and have a look on the internet. I call these trades way before they actually happened. And we call this trade down here. And I think it was on one of the timing research shows. And we said gold's likely going up to this area, the 1600 area. And you can see there's the move. And the entry was down here. And the previous year, we were looking at entries down here to play to the upside. But this was a classical entry from here to here. Beautiful move. And from here, you want to be on the sell side. And what's happening now? Well, it's pulling back, and it's likely going to be a viable pullback, and maybe not here, probably further down. So I think the odds here are we're likely to pull back down on top of this area that based here for quite a long time, as you can see, quite a number of years basing around this area until we finally broke out. And look where we stopped. We had this area drawn ahead of time as a target. And again, imagine if you were staying in the trade and you expected more. Well, look, with a few months of down, 1 month down, 1 month up, down, but basically it's going down, supply. This is supply. So you have to identify those areas. Like, this is demand. This is a pullback in a base. Once you understand how to trade bases, again, this is a pullback in a base where the top of the base is already weak and likely to break above top. Now, let's have a look at Bitcoin, and then we can understand. We'll look at Bitcoin futures. Okay, if we look at Bitcoin futures, you can see that we opened here around this 20,650, and that was the high. It's where the market opened, the futures contract launched, and we went straight down, 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 until down here. And if you understand how to read the charts here, there was an entry right there, and very nice move to the upside, but we're moving down, and we may get an opportunity again to buy down here. As we said, around this 6,000 area may be an opportunity, and that happened today. But then entry here, we talked about our trading room. If you're trading it, that would have been a nice entry, nice move up, but we still got to get above this area for us to continue moving higher, because we could turn down again. So again, understanding where those levels of supply and demand are in the market on multiple timeframes, and then understanding trend. For example, if you get down to a level of demand and the trend changes on a smaller time frame from down, and you forget and you stop the downtrend and maybe start to turn into an uptrend, that may be a good opportunity. You're in the right location, you're in the right trend. Now, I always say, you know, whatever time frame you're entering the market, yeah, it may be a good idea not to trade against the trend, but you have to understand what the trend is in order not to trade against it. Let's look at the e-minis and we'll look at the market, which is actually very interesting. And again, if you go back and look at the timing research videos, the ones that I've been on, I've got them on my website, you can go and have a look. And we pretty much called the market, almost every market movement correct for that week. And you can see we're moving, as we said today, you want to be on the buy side, not the sell side. You want to wait for it to turn. Here we go. And off you go to the upside. We're in an uptrend on the monthly chart, the weekly chart, and the daily chart. We're not overstretched so far because we kind of consolidated here and we haven't kind of shot up to the upside yet. And until the trend changes, you want to buy pullbacks to demand. The trend will eventually change. It's not going to go on forever, even though this one's been going on for quite a long time. But remember, and this was a beautiful one over here. This, and I think this was on one of the timing research shows, this right down into demand, a great buying opportunity down here and also here, and continuing to move to the upside after consolidating quite a number of months. We've looked at gold. Let's look at one more. Let's look at the yen, the dollar yen. Again, this is interesting if you understand how to read bases. This is a base on the monthly chart, and we're coming off the bottom of the base, and likely we're going up here. Now, how do we do that? Well, you know, we've gone above this area. It's consolidating here, and eventually it's likely to move up here. Now, the question as a trader is, how do I get into that trading opportunity? This is all, you would understand how to read the market, then you have to translate that into a trading strategy in order to manage risk. So today, for example, you can see there's some nice opportunities. This is demand. Market came down here, and this was last week during the Asian session. It was in a buying opportunity, but notice what happened. We finally went above this area. So supply becomes demand, and we're making our way up. Where to? Probably up here as the next stopping area. Even though, notice we're not going in a straight line. The market rarely does. So we have a weekly preparation session where we put all our zones on, and that's what we trade off during the week. So let's share with you how you can take the next step. So now you've seen a very simple and powerful approach to reading the market. Take it a step further and learn how to read the trend using pivot analysis. So what are the benefits of knowing how to read the trend using pivot analysis? Not moving averages, just pure price charts. Trade in the direction of the trend. The trend is your friend, but most people forget the end of that sentence until the bend in the end. That's where supply and demand come in. That's where you need to understand where those levels are as well. And trend is also a supply-demand equation because you push to new highs and you break above supply areas. You want to know exactly when a trend begins and exactly when a trend ends to make sure that you're never fighting the trend. Make sure you're on the right side of the market. How many times have you got into the market? Great setup, but it didn't work because you're on the wrong side. And sometimes you can get in, as I mentioned earlier, on the right side of the market with the wrong entry, and it still works because the current carries you in the right direction eventually. You'll be able to develop, maybe for the first time ever, a profitable trading strategy. And I got an email recently from someone. And it's very interesting talking about the emotional side of trading. Now, if you don't have a profitable trading strategy or know how to read the market, then it's pointless working on the emotional side of trading because you don't have a system that works for you. You can be the best and most disciplined person in the world, but the system's flawed and you don't know how to read the market and you don't have a trading plan, you're never going to make money over time. You might get lucky now and again, but in the long term, you're not going to make. And that may play around with your emotions as well. And which is what I believe many people have serious issues with trading because they start the wrong way thinking it's much easier. What actually, once you get to understand how to trade and how the market moves, it does become a lot easier. But in the beginning, it looks easy based on lack of understanding as opposed to understanding. And then it starts to seem very complex until it becomes easy again. And that's when you start making your breakthroughs as a trader. And if you have an existing trading strategy, you may be able to enhance it with and filter it through the trend. For example, I only trade in the direction of trend on the time frame I'm entering, but you have to understand how to read that. So I invite everyone here to join my How to Read the Trend training session. And this is what you'll learn. You'll learn how to identify the current trend of the market, to analyze the trend in multiple time frames, which is what we talked about earlier, exactly when a trend begins, exactly when a trend ends, and how this knowledge will dramatically affect your bottom line. Let me share with you what some people are saying. And Jane, I don't know how to begin to say thank you, Simon, for having made such a big change in my life. In short, I'd been trading binary options successfully when it was banned last December, so wanted to learn to trade properly. I contacted Simon after watching his Where is the Dollar Going Next videos. I must add that they were so accurate, I knew that finally I'd found someone who really knew what he was talking about. We chatted on Skype a few times and I decided to join the trading room for a trial. Due to having a full-time job, I couldn't really join during the week, but the few times I did, it was incredible. I just watched what Simon did, how he used the levels to place his trades. This was something completely new to me after having only traded binary previously. I was amazed at what I saw. Simon contacted me again after the trial was over, and after a few Skype calls, I did his pivot analysis trade. That's how to read the trend. All I can say to anyone who wants to consistently profit, just do it. That training turned my whole trading around. From that day on, my trading has been so consistent, it is really mind-blowing. Once you understand the levels and can read the trend, you will beat the market every single day. However, the key is follow the pivot analysis, use the supply-demand levels, and adapt it to your own trading style. Be very disciplined, don't be greedy. Stop when you've made your daily profit and you will turn losing trades into winning consistently day in and out. Simon's training can be adapted to any market. I mainly trade NASDAQ and oil futures. I use my own strategy based on Simon's education. I found the best thing was knowing what you were doing gives you confidence in your trades, and the fear of losing was gone. Trading had become a lifestyle, no longer a binary gamble or a nervous hope job. Believe me, it is the best and only training to succeed with. Francesco, when I first watched the How to Read the Trend module, I must admit that I did not appreciate the power of pivots and their interrelationship with supply and demand. Honestly, I thought it was more of a good education module for beginners, talking about what a candle is, and that of course I was smart enough to be able to read the trend already. Now, after having been a few days in the live trading room and seeing some pretty uncanny results from the past at least, my first week did not have much action per se. Something clicked. So I decided to rewatch that first education module. Now I can see that it's really a lot more powerful than it first appeared to be to me, and it is quite deep. Sometimes we don't see what is right in front of our noses. As the old saying goes, I would say now that I know things about reading the trend that they did not have a clue about before doing your first module. So the first thing I'm thinking is, why didn't I do this 25 years ago when I started? Marcus, markets. Simon is probably one of the best coaches out there with a heartfelt passion for coaching and a real understanding of how the market works. He helps you view everything in a new way. The way he teaches is also really good, and he goes through it until you understand. I can honestly say that I've gotten more out of this training than I expected. So this is what you get in the training. It's over an hour and a half of training, and the value is $397. It's on demand, so you can watch it as many times as you want. You get personal access to me where you can email any follow-up questions, or you can actually, I'm going to share with you how you can do that. You can join the live trading room and ask live every single day, whatever you want. So here's the deal. So if you join now, the regular price is $397, and the deadline is Wednesday, November the 27th at midnight Eastern time. And again, you receive $200 off if you use a coupon, 200 off at checkout. Now, Dave is going to put the link in the room, and I'm going to share with you the checkout process in a second. So this is a link you need to go to, and you can get it from my website. I'll show you how to do that shortly. So there's a special bonus as well, as I said before, for everyone joining, and it's extra special because you get 1 month free in the live trading room, which is $497. You can cancel at any time and never be rebuilt again. And also, since you're getting a $200 off coupon, that $200, if you want to continue in the trading room beyond the first 3 months, will give you $200 off forevermore off the live trading room. So this is what the deal is. You get how to read the trend, which is $397, 1 month in the live trading room, $497. That's a total of $894. Today, you only pay $197. So let me show you the checkout process and what you need to go through. Let me just pull it up. So let's start over here. So just for those of you, you can go to my website, tracemartforex.com, and you can go down here to how to read the trend. That will bring up this page and you can read it, but click on the buy now button and it will bring you to the checkout. You just put in your details and you need to type the coupon code in over here. So you type in 200 off, click this button and you'll see coupon applied. You pay only $197. And then there's a monthly fee after that instead of $497 of $297. That's after the first 3 months. And again, what you can do if you don't want to be rebuilt is just put a reminder in your calendar and cancel the recurring payments in a month's time so you don't ever get rebuilt again. But if you want to continue and see value, try it out. If you see value in it, like many people do, you may want to stay and get $200 off forevermore. And there are other plans as well if you want to pay eventually on a yearly, we have people paying on a yearly basis. So it works out half the price on a yearly basis or on a quarterly basis. You can have a look at the live trading room form. Again, you can go to the website here and just click on live trading room for all the options. So you fill out all your details and then you'll be sent an email with your login instructions. And what you need to do, once you get them, you can click on the members here or over here, and it brings you to this membership portal. How to Read the Trend is in Learn How to Trade Professionally. It's module one of Learn How to Read the Market Professionally. And the everything to do with the trading room is over here. So if you click on Access Now, or you can put your login credentials in over here, and you can change your password, of course, you come to here. Now you can click on How to Read the Trend there, or you can see it's module one of How to Read the Market Professionally. You click on there and it'll give you immediate access to How to Read the Trend over here. What's it come up over here? And this is, see, it's around just over an hour and a half. So now I'm 40 minutes when it finally starts. Here we go. So you can see an hour and 40 minutes. So you can go through this. And for the trading room, what you need to do, and again, once you get access to that, you'll get access to the trading room as well. The live trading room's over here and it will give you our schedule. We run Sunday to Thursday. You can see we've got no session on Thanksgiving. You click here and register, much like registering to a webinar. And then you will get an email usually 15 minutes beforehand to your inbox. And you can just click on there and join, or you can come in here at the right time. And just once you've registered once, you don't have to ever register again, and just click on that. Every session is recorded. So you can go to the daily trading session here and you'll see today's session here. So you can watch it straight away if you can't attend the live session, plus the weekly preparation session, which is a separate subscription. And we have people subscribe to this just alone, and where they get access to just this recording. This is the latest one and this is the previous one. So you go and you'll learn how we set up our zones, and you'll see us doing it every single week, preparing to trade for the upcoming week. And you'll see how good those zones are when the markets actually start reacting off those areas during the week. And you'll see, and you'll understand why we're picking those supply and demand zones and how we analyze the market also in terms of price direction and trend. So that's basically what you're getting. Now let's go back again here. So just to recap, you're going to get How to Read the Trend, which is $397, 1 month in the live trading room, which is $497, $894, but today for everyone on this presentation, it's only $197. It's not a lot at all, but a lot of value in it. And again, this training alone has changed the lives of many people that have gone through it. So give it a shot. Come and join us in the live trading room as well for a month for free. See us put it into practice so you get experience experience watching us do it. You can ask any question you want on a day-to-day basis when we're in the live trading room. You can also email any questions you have. But it's a pretty good training. It's pretty self-explanatory, and it's an eye-opener for many people. And as you said, as you saw before, even if you think you know how to read the trend, you're going to learn things here that you didn't know, and may, you know, complete your understanding of really how to read the trend. And then you'll put it into practice and see how powerful it is. Simple and very powerful and effective. And this is how we use it on a day-to-day basis. So again, the link, I think David's posted it in the room. So click on the link, go through the checkout process, and I look forward to seeing you on the inside tomorrow. We've got our live trading room session tomorrow. So what I'll do now is open up to any questions. So you can just feel free, if you have any questions, just type them in the room, and I'll be happy to answer them. Got a few more minutes or so. Let me just have a look. I think it's a chat area. Yeah? That's what I'm looking at. Let me see. Tim K. Adebayo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Does anyone have any questions? Let me just ask you guys a question for those of you who are here live. And again, for those of you who are watching the replay of it, if you have any questions, feel free to send an email to simon@tradesmartforex.com. I got some nice emails today, actually, from some of the articles I write. And thank you for very informative videos and articles and various other things I get on a day-to-day basis. Too much for me to keep up with on a day-to-day basis, but I really appreciate people sending me emails. And I do read every single one eventually. And I will reply to you most often not within the next kind of 24 to 48 hours. Okay, I've got a question over here from Paul. Does your system rely at all on volume analysis? Not at all. And again, if you think about it, I used to use volume when I was trading stocks, and you don't need it. And you want to be able to travel as lightly as possible. If you can make all the decisions that you need to make and can be pretty accurate reading the market without using volume, then why would you add it? It's like people say, well, why didn't you use Fibonacci retracements and everything else, and Elliott waves and everything else like that? Well, if I've got my supply demand zones and I don't need anything else, if I understand what trend we're in and I can read the price action as it's playing out and know the levels where I need to be getting in and out, and so I can understand reward to risk and whether the trade's worth taking, whether the risk is worth taking for the potential reward, I don't need anything else. I don't need to use Fibonacci extensions to figure out targets. I take targets based on what the charts tell me to take, not based on some indicator, based on the real price action. So it does rely on volume in the way that we analyze supply and demand, but it's different to what you think. And it's kind of interesting once you understand it. So we look at supply and demand zones and understand, you know, the how much volume is traded in those zones to understand whether how strong the zone is, for example. Some systems swear by volume profiling. Listen, there's many different ways to trade. I'm not saying that this is the only way to trade, but I'm saying it's a pretty powerful way to trade, and it works, and it's simple. And guess what? You can understand, once you understand the theory behind why the market moves, you'll have a much more confident approach to your trading, as opposed to this light, you know, this indicator turned green, so I'm going to buy, but I don't really understand why, or some black box is telling me, giving me a signal, you know, and getting me into a trade, or some gray box is telling me, hey, buy, I've got a signal service and I buy. And then I sell when it tells me to sell, but I've got no idea why. And then in the meantime, the market's moving against me and I can't understand what's going on because I don't understand why the price is moving the way it is. And I get myself out of the trade, for example, because I get scared because I don't have the. But if you have an understanding and confidence and understand why price moves the way it does and what it can do, then you can be much more powerful with your trade. I'll give you an example from today, actually. Let me pull up the charts. We've got a few more minutes still, so we're okay. Let me pull up the pound, for example. That's the euro, pound. So I'll give you an example of how you could have traded this today. So say, for example, you start building a short position over here. Yeah. So you can have in mind, I'm going to put my stop above this level. So I'm going in small here. As the market moves up here, I'm going in bigger size. And as the market comes down here, I'm closing out my position. So I may get in some on the short side here, the majority of my position up here on the short side, and then cover everything here. So my average price is somewhere over here and I'm profitable because I gave it room to do this because I know it may not go down here. So understanding, you know, a little bit about market dynamics here and understanding that we're actually moving up. If you understand from the trend perspective, we're making a higher high, higher low. We may not have done, but once we did, the market's like to break this area. It tried to go down and failed. So we're going up to the next level. Once we get here, notice we sold off. So if you're on the short side, you can get into a bigger position over here. Obviously, if it goes over there, you take your stop and you're done. Unless, of course, you gave it more wiggle room up above this level. So it depends how you trade, but understanding, you know, sometimes it will go from here and then you'll just add to the position on the way down. So again, you know, that it depends how you trade. So you can trade trade in a way like that and understand where the levels are and where you can kind of make profits. And you can see there's, you could actually have even taken it on the long side from up here and then flipped it on the short side. Let's have a look at some more questions. Oh, that's a good question, Paul. Does your method work on futures, especially EES, with all its algo manipulation? Yes, it does. I've got one very successful trader trading the US markets, the futures markets, using this methodology. And, she makes somewhere between, in the first half an hour to an hour of trading every day, the cash open of the futures market, she's making, really well. So trading just this methodology, it works on every market. If you can chart it, it doesn't matter what this market's called. And again, we can look at futures. And again, here's an entry from today over here. So what you do is you wait for this bar to close. And this is the US open. Yeah, over here, the US kind of Forex open at 8 a.m. Eastern time. You come here at 9 o'clock, you've got to pull back. And if you watch this on smaller time frame, it's 9 o'clock. There's a pullback. You can get in, over here, and then it goes down again. Obviously, you can build a bit more on the down, and then there's your move. And you can be done pretty much. I mean, this is quite a nice move. And then you're done. And then we go sideways again. Yeah. So you want to get these moves. Yeah. And you could be done. I mean, how long did this take? Not very long. 40 minutes and you're done. And if you got in here, less than an hour. And that, if you're taking a risk like this and your reward is that, it's not a bad trade. So again, if you can, the beauty of this is it works on every market. As long as you can chart it, and we're using regular kind of vanilla Japanese candlestick charts, once you learn the methodology, you can apply it to anything. You can apply the trend to anything as well. You can understand we're in the sideways market and you want to be, for example, I'm going to give you an idea of a trade that some people took in the trading room. Actually, I didn't take it. Two people took it. It's a sideways moving market on the weekly chart of the pound yen. So they took it on the short side here, play this move down and here. And now we're in an upward moving market from the bottom of the base. So notice how the trend changes here. Jump up, higher low, and then the trend starts moving to the upside, where from the bottom of the base. So the down move stops and starts an up move, and you want to be on the long side today, for example, because you're at the bottom of the base starting to move back up again. Okay, I think we're pretty much done. So let's see if we've got any more questions. If anyone has any more questions, feel free to send me an email and be happy to, to connect with you via email and ask whatever questions you like. So what I'd like to do is thank you, David and Anchor, for having me here. It's great to be here and in this medium. And I'd like to thank each one of you. And for those of you attending live, well done for being here. I hope you learned something valuable and useful that may help you with your trading going forward. And for those of you watching the replay, I hope you enjoyed it. And again, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel over here, and you can get it through my website as well. It's on the main page. Just click on the link and subscribe. And whenever I put a video out, you'll be able to get a notification about it. Again, thank you very much, everyone. And look forward to seeing you on the inside. So join now and at least give it a month in the live trading room and see if this is for you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Simon. Wonderful presentation. Price action is king, guys. And you could see that all the presenters today have something in common, right? So it's keep following pure price action.